Last year, it was the infamous flame-prone hoverboard. The year before that, the equally infamous selfie stick. Now, with less than a week to go until Christmas and Hanukkah, what's made the list for this year's top tech gifts? And how well is the shopping season going overall? For that, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ina Fried is senior editor at Recode. She joins us from San Francisco. Ina, welcome back.
Hi, Magda.
Hi, and happy holidays to you. So for folks out there still looking for a gift, they're probably running out of time here. But what do you think this year's big it gift in tech might be?
Well, the biggest gift is an odd one, and it's hard to get your hands on. It's a retro Super Mario playing Nintendo game system that's basically a version of the original Nintendo game system. Obviously, to run that hardware today, you don't need very much, so it just plugs into your TV set. It only costs $60 if you can find it, but it's been sold out and very hard to find.
So I just first heard about this about 5 minutes ago before our conversation, and I looked it up and my jaw dropped. No wonder it's so popular. I feel like there's an entire generation of adults now who just pine for the years of the early 80s.
Yeah, it's really great for two reasons. One, as I said, you know, it just doesn't require much hardware to replicate what took up a big system when we were kids. And also, you know, it's just not as hard as today's video games. You don't need eight hands to play it. So I kind of wanted one of these.
Yeah, you just need to be able to jump down a pipe and grab a mushroom. Simple stuff. Well, let's talk about the opposite end of the scale then in terms of complexity and modernity. There are some really hot gifts from Amazon, for example, that are also hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, so I mean, these have been out for a while, but they've been very popular. So Amazon's line of Echo speakers, there's a few different ones, the main one and then a smaller one that connects to another speaker called the Dot. But basically, these are voice-controlled speakers. Very popular, really. People like to have them in their kitchen. So this will play your music. It'll do web searches for you. And of course, Amazon hopes make you buy more stuff.
Yeah. So Amazon's actually done some great marketing, some stealthy marketing, I think, around Echo. For example, I saw Echo played a little cameo in the second season of Mr. Robot. There's a character, FBI agent Dominique DiPiero, who has an Alexa or an Echo in her home and responds to the name of Alexa. And it basically, it's her only friend, so I just wanted to play a little clip from that.
Alexa, when is the end of the world?
Unless it collides with a very large rock or a future technology goes very wrong indeed, Earth is most likely to be destroyed when the sun swells into a red giant in several billion years' time.
Right.
So an Alexa slash Echo there in Mr. Robot. But Ina, your colleague Jason Del Rey wrote that Amazon's been out of stock of this for some time. Did they underestimate how popular the Echo might be?
Yeah, I think demand has been stronger than they expected. Although, you know, this is kind of the interesting thing with Amazon. You never know exactly how many they're selling. They only talk in adjectives. So they'll be like, we sold more Echoes than ever before. And it's like, well, of course you did. And, you know, their Kindle was the kindliest Kindle ever. So it's very hard to get a sense. But clearly this is popular. It's so popular that other electronics makers are going after this. Google has a similar product called Google Home. Microsoft said to be working on something similar. For Google, it's really important because, you know, a lot of searches are being done on Alexa through Amazon, and they're also building Alexa into other products, non-Amazon products. So it's actually, in addition to being a hot gift, it's a really competitive area of the tech landscape.
Interesting. Business-wise, there's also the ability to create demand by scarcity as well, but I'm not saying that Amazon's actually doing that. Let's turn to something that Snapchat put out that's really hot. Spectacles. Those are the glasses designed for use with Snapchat. Are those super popular this holiday season?
Well, this really is a case of demand by scarcity. So Snapchat isn't really selling these broadly. They have some pop-up kiosks and vending machines that they're moving from city to city. These aren't broadly available. These are sort of, you know, attempt number two at sort of Google Glass. So if Google Glass was for nerds, this is trying to be a little bit hipper. It really only does one thing, which is record video. That can be, then be broadcast. So, you know, more limited than Google Glass, but also potentially more popular. You know, I'm not sure this is mainstream yet. We'll see. Again, there's only a few of these out there right now.
Yeah. So, you know, I wonder what you think about this. I mean, we've been talking about actual gadgets here so far, but Farhad Manjoo at the New York Times wrote an article earlier this month where he kind of said that we're upon a gadget apocalypse, mostly because smartphones and apps are able to do so many things that we used to look for gadgets to do. I mean, and so maybe we won't actually be buying as many gadgets anymore. So what do you make of that argument?
Well, I love Farhad, but I'd respectfully disagree. I think, you know, it is very true that the smartphone has killed a ton of existing gadgets. So we used to carry, cameras, we used to carry recorders, we used to carry all kinds of things that the smartphone has definitely replaced. But I would argue we're entering a new renaissance with very cool things that attach to the smartphone. So you can attach a small microscope, you can attach a better camera, you can attach a robot, all these things that connect to the smartphone. And you don't have to add as much computing power into these things because you have the phone nearby.
Ina Fried, senior editor at Recode. Thanks so much, Ina.